Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, the host for The Message and the Messenger on every other Saturday and every Sunday at 4 o'clock. So tune in for some exciting things because it's really heating up.
Yeah,
and today, my co-host, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hello. Good stuff going on.
Oh, I tell you, it is remarkable, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, a couple things that I wanted to discuss, sort of like before we really got into things, and I think we're going to have to hold that discussion for a little
hold
later.
Hold that thought.
Hold that thought. We have a caller. And your name?
My name is Ahmed. Who is this, Caroline or Charlene?
Well, we're both here, but I didn't get your name, darling.
My name is Ahmed.
Yes.
I talked to you 2 weeks ago from your friend Judy Wilson in Miami.
I remember that.
Yes.
And so what's happening, Ahmed?
Well, I am feeling a little better. My blood pressure has going down, and of course I'm taking my fish oil that they told me that's very helpful with the blood pressure. And from my stomach, sometimes, some days it feels good and some days feels smudgy. I don't know how to say that word in English very well.
Mm-hmm.
But from my feet, I still got the nerve tingling in my feet. And the doctor I saw the other day, he told me that he doesn't think it's bad circulation. He thinks that maybe it's more like maybe I have sort of like a hypoglycemia, maybe a little, because I feel shake if I don't eat. And I get tingling if I don't eat. And he say I may be one of those hypoglycemia things that I get from time to time. He say I'm not diabetic because he took my blood sugar twice, and from my finger and from my blood test, and my sugar looks good. So he thinks it's more hypoglycemia, or it could be also a pinched nerves.
Oh. What was the last thing it could be? Did you say, Ahmed?
Hypoglycemia.
I heard that.
No, she said a pinched nerve.
Oh,
it could be hypoglycemia.
Uh-huh.
Or it could be a pinched nerve from my low back that I've been getting pain from time to time, like once or twice a year. I get this hip, my low back pain from, I don't know why it comes, and it stays for a couple of weeks and then goes away. But
well,
if you have the power to help me to heal all this, I will appreciate it.
Well, first of all, I would like to say to you that there is not the fear in your voice that it was the last time we talked. And that's very important because your blood pressure is starting to come down and your fear is starting to lessen.
Well,
less.
From my fear, I still get from time to from, it depends the days, from day to day. Sometimes I get like mini how you say that word, oh my God, it's the word, like it's not a nervous breakdown, it's panic attack. Sometimes I get my panic attack, my mini panic attack, when I start thinking about what I got and think, and what is going on in life for me. I get sort of like I get mini panic attack, but I take my Ativan that the doctor suggests, and that keeps me down. And I also taking St. John Wort, which for depression too, because I don't want to go into all these chemical pills from doctors. I never did, and I don't want to go in those pills. You know, I don't like this, all these artificial pills that they do. What they do is intoxicate people's bodies. You see what I mean?
I see what you mean, Ahmed, and your fear has lessened some. I can tell it in your voice from this time and the last time. So one of the things I would say that would be helpful to you is to work on the fear and the panic attacks, because that is closely aligned to elevating the blood pressure. When people go into fear, it constricts the veins. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so when you go into fear, you have panic attacks, it constricts the veins, and that is a contributing factor to elevating the blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
And when we chatted the last time, one of the suggestions that I had for you was to meditate.
Yeah.
To play some soothing music, to meditate. Now, are you doing that?
Well, I do it, but sometimes I forget, you know? Sometimes I forget, but I try to do it. I try to do what you say to me, to put my hands in my stomach and start breathing.
Yes.
In and out, and count.
Right.
Count from 1 to 8.
Very important, and you are starting to bring the pressure down. Do you shower or sit in the bathtub?
I take a shower.
Okay,
but I do have a bathtub.
Well, you see, one of the things about a bath, if you're using things like bath salts or some of the, I'm trying to think of it. I'll think of this other thing that's helpful in to relax.
Are you trying to say the magnesium Epsom salt?
Yes. Magnesium is very good. There's a product out that is they take the water from the ocean and they evaporate it, and they call it magnesium oil, though it's not an oil. It's all of the minerals and salts from the ocean.
Well, I heard about...
That's good.
I heard about magnesium...
Yes.
Magnesium Epsom salt.
Well, Epsom salt is something else. They're two different things. Both of them have magnesium in it. But I was really talking more about using the magnesium from the ocean.
Oh,
and
I don't know that one.
Well, it's very good. It's
Do you know the name?
It's called the Essence of Life.
And where can I get this?
Do a search on the internet. You'll find it. Essence.
Can I get it like in the drugstore?
No, they don't sell it there.
Oh.
Do a search on the internet. You'll find it. And that is very good for bringing down blood pressure. So you meditate, you listen to soothing music, use magnesium. You see, something about relaxing in the bathtub is it helps to relieve some of the tenseness from the body.
Uh-huh.
I would venture to say that if you put your thoughts across the back of your shoulder, you would feel that your shoulder is tense. If somebody went in back of you and massaged the back of your shoulders, you would feel the body starting to relax.
Uh-huh.
And you see, these attacks that you're having of anxiety, times that you have fear, the body has consciousness, and it feels this. And so you need to relax the body. You'll find that will be a great help to you in so many of these areas, Ahmed. Something else, do you drink tea?
Well, I drink hibiscus tea.
Hibiscus tea is very good for elevated blood pressure.
Yes, I drink this about 2-3 times a day.
Yes, that's very good. And also, to relax the body, chamomile tea. Do you ever drink that?
What's the name?
Chamomile. It's a flower.
Oh, yeah. Chamomile is a tea, and I mix chamomile with hibiscus tea.
Well, that's good. Drink your chamomile tea before you go to bed. Help to break, you've got an anxiety cycle going here.
I know. I think I have a crisis in my life that I get from years, so many years, I get this, some kind of crisis like this. Like every 10 years, I get a crisis like this.
Well, it is. A lot of this is, meditate and tell your body that it's safe.
Uh-huh.
And,
what can you help me with my nerve tingling and my feet? Do you think that this is from depression or tense or anxiety or something like that?
Ahmed, we're going to turn you over to Charlene to help you with that. But I want to talk to you about these other things because this is very important.
Okay.
And as you've been doing some meditation and relaxing, you're noticing that your pressure's starting to come down.
Yes.
And you see, you really are in control of this. So keep working on it.
I'm trying.
You are, and that's good. And when you meditate, tell your body it's safe.
Okay.
That everything is just fine.
Okay.
And you start believing that also.
Yeah.
Everything is fine. It's going to work out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn you over to Charlene, and let's see if she can find something with your help with the feet, okay?
Okay.
Well, Charlene, the ball's in your court, darling.
Okay, your doctor is recommending that you...
This is Charlene?
Charlene.
Good afternoon, Charlene.
Hi. Your doctor
I didn't hear you very well.
Well, what it is I have a very bad storm in the area that might be interfering with
your telephone. Oh, my God, yeah. I hear a noise in the telephone. Yes.
It's thunder.
Oh, it's thundering. Oh.
We've got thunder and lightning here.
Oh. Okay, your doctor feels like you are hypoglycemic.
Well, that's what I think I have, because the doctor told me that I am not diabetic.
Okay, okay.
So the tingling must be coming from hypoglycemia, which I get this from time to time. I get a little bit of hypoglycemia, especially when my stomach is not working right and I'm not taking the nutrition that I have to take. So there goes my hypoglycemia. My blood starts activating.
Okay. If you have hypoglycemic, what they recommend in the medical profession is that you have a protein every 2 hours.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I have to eat every 2 hours. Now, like in the evening, when I go to bed, like at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and I'm shaking.
Yeah, so what you want to do, do you like peanut butter?
Not too much.
Okay. Well,
but I can eat cereal, stuff like that.
Eat what?
Cereal.
Cereal.
No.
No.
Because that's got sugar in it.
Oh.
You don't want anything with sugar in it. You want a protein.
So can I eat like a protein bar?
Yeah, well, look at it. Make sure that it's not loaded with carbohydrates.
Uh-huh. Well, I went to the health food store, and I bought this protein bar that has had not too much sugar, very little sugar, hardly anything.
Well.
And it's mostly protein.
Well, no. No, because the sugar triggers it. So if you can have something like peanuts or cashews or almonds.
Oh, you're talking about like peanut butter?
You can have peanut butter, or you don't have to stick. Or you can have a handful of peanuts.
Oh.
Do you like almonds?
Well, the thing is, I'm afraid to eat right now anything that has to do with nuts, because I don't want to complicate my stomach no more than that I've been through.
Have you looked into these protein shakes? They that is made with
soy
powder.
Yes,
soy.
I have that too.
How did that work out for you?
Well, it works very good with me, yeah.
Well, you could drink some of that, see, and it would be real easy. You just mix some water with it, put it in a shaker. Also, there's egg whites. There's powdered egg whites. You could add a little bit of powdered egg white to one of those protein shakes.
Uh-huh.
And that would be a lot of protein and no sugar.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then you can have a little bit of carbohydrate, which is something like a piece of an apple or
banana,
or something like that.
Okay.
So that's what they recommend every 2 hours.
Okay.
Because the carbohydrate brings it up, and the protein, it takes 6 hours for it to assimilate into the bloodstream.
Okay.
Okay, so that you're holding over every 2 hours.
But see, if you have a little mixer, like a power mixer, you could put a little water in there, a little bit of protein mix, a little bit of white egg white, and a piece of fruit, and press the button, and it's ready to drink, and it's no problem with fixing stuff.
Yeah. So
you could even make it ahead of time, so when you wake up in the morning like that, you can just drink a little bit of it, okay?
Yeah. So, do you think you can do also some kind of healing for me?
Yes, I'll go in and do that.
I like you to keep working with my stomach and my intestines and my nerve tingling in my feet, and of course, my blood pressure, which is coming down better, and I guess my head, so I don't feel depressed all the time.
Okay, got it down. Okay. Is God your higher source?
What you say?
Is God your higher, the one you pray? Do you pray to God?
Pray to God.
Okay.
Okay.
God is my friend.
Okay. Let's go in and have him work on this then for you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Ahmed, do you eat yogurt?
Yes, I eat yogurt a lot. I eat another type of yogurt that is called, Activia. Activia.
Yes, and I'm wondering, see, if you have Activia is good because that puts the friendly bacteria in the intestine that helps with digestion. And
yes.
I'm wondering why. Do you take Activia every day?
Every day. I started doing this about 3 weeks ago, and I also take this tablet that I heard about it. It's called probiotic.
Yes, probiotics. That was
probiotic. Yeah, I take one or twice a day. One in the morning for breakfast, and one in the evening for dinner.
See, they're good things. Keep up with that, Ahmed, because that. Have you taken antibiotics in the past?
Well, I did, yes, because I had a ear infection a couple weeks ago, maybe 2-3 months ago, and I had to take this antibiotic for my ear infection.
Well, antibiotics will kill off the friendly bacteria in the intestine, and then it causes the the pains in the stomach. And so you're doing the best thing that you can do to take the cultures from yogurt and the probiotics. Well, yes, the Activia is a good one. I mean, there's others, too. That's a good one. And your probiotics. See, keep up with those, because those are two really good things to help replace the flora in the...
in the intestine.
Yes, to digest food. So, you know, you're on the right track.
Uh-huh.
Okay, one of the things that he's bringing up is, it's kind of interesting that when he put down, when you said you're dealing with a lot of fear, he said that you're dealing a lot of fear with the present and with the future. Is that correct?
Yeah, when I have fear, of course, I feel depressed, very depressed. So,
right.
So not only I have anxiety, but then I also am depressed because, and then when I'm depressed, that's when I don't feel like eating, I don't feel like doing nothing, I feel like lying down in bed, and that's it. And I know that I am not like that, and you know. So this must be a crisis that is coming to my life, and maybe it stays for a couple of weeks or a couple of months and then goes away. That's why I am hoping to God.
Okay. Part of it is there some fear that you have of the future?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's causing your blood pressure, and it's causing your depression.
Uh-huh.
That's
what are you afraid of, Ahmed?
So I'm afraid that if I have a pain somewhere in my body, then I think I'm sick. If I get in another place, I'm sick. If I got, it's mostly physical, anxiety, you know what I mean? And then also, I think for the future, you know, money is not coming in very easily for me. And that makes me anxiety also, you know?
Well, that's a good point to bring up, though, because I think everybody is...
I couldn't hear that, Charlene, because there was a bolt of thunder here.
What's
she afraid of in the future?
Yeah, fear of being sick. Doesn't matter where she goes, she's going to be sick. And the other fear she has is the fear of not having money. And I say that most people have that fear. What you have to do is you have to go into the past life and into the DNA where people were either in a war or the depression or some kind of conflict where people were very poor and in lack, and it's being pulled in from their DNA and their ancestral line. And so then they're depressed and discouraged, and it's not just theirs. They're dealing with their DNA.
Can you work with that, Charlene?
Yes. So I'll go in and have God work on that, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Should I stay in line?
Yes, stay on the line.
Okay.
You see, Ahmed, what I have found is that health conditions have a lot to do with emotions and with events that have happened in the past. And when our body remembers these things, and the body remembers it because our emotional body is very close to our physical body. And so the body picks up this fear. And what Charlene is doing is helping you clear these things using God's energy and asking God to do this for you. And I think if you keep up with this and call us, you'll have a lot of these issues cleared.
Yeah. And what can I do when people hurt my feelings very bad, especially in my work?
Well, I got to think about that a little bit. When a person hurts your feeling, what does that make you feel like? I mean, what do they
say
to you?
Well, it makes me feel very, very upset and very upset and makes me feel, makes me feel very, very unhappy.
Well, what are they doing that...
Well, some people, you know, I am a hair stylist. And some people are very mean with me, very, very mean, and they start complaining, I know I'm a very good hairstylist because I've been doing hair for more than 30 years, but people they want to be smart with me and complain for anything when I'm doing my work very good, and they always hurting my feelings, and my feelings get very hurt very easily. I should be more strong, but I can't. You know, that's my life.
Well, I understand that, Ahmed. When people are critical of us, it's very easy to get the feelings hurt. But you know what? You're not responsible for the way people talk and the way they think. And when people are mean, it's because they're mean-spirited.
Oh.
Well, I mean, think about that. If a person has a complaint, now I've had complaints with people, you can be very kind. You can correct things in a very kind manner. And so they're not being kind with you. They're being critical and they're being mean-spirited. But you see, that's their problem, not yours.
Right. And the thing is that I take it personally. That's the problem.
And you got to stop that. In other words, this is their problem, not yours.
Yeah, let's go in and put that, let's change that in your subconscious, okay?
Okay.
Let's go in and have God change that. Will that work for you?
What you say?
Yes, it'll work for him.
Okay.
He wants that done.
Okay, just a minute.
She is going to ask God to reprogram your emotional body so that you don't take offense at things that people are saying to you. You know, Ahmed, in the past, have you had people compliment your work?
Yes, very much.
Okay, so, you know, this is the way human beings are. You're going to have some people who are going to compliment your work. You're going to have some people who are going to be cranky. You know you do good work. And when somebody is being difficult, try and think of the times when people loved what you were doing and just realize that you're dealing with a difficult person. You try to please them, but don't worry about it because that's their problem.
Yeah. So,
you want people to like you, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But because they're cranky doesn't mean you're not a good person. You are a good person. You just met a cranky individual, that's all.
Well, part of it is, now he put that in, that you love and approve of yourself just the way you are.
Right.
Part of it is recognizing the issue is theirs, not yours.
Right.
So he put in there that they're responsible for their own issues only and that you perceive that.
Right.
Okay? Because if they're misjudging or saying things about you, then in most cases they're talking about themselves.
Right.
Okay?
And I think that maybe that could be one of my emotional problems.
It is.
That hangs over my body and makes me depressed and gives me all kinds of anxiety and... And of course, the money problem right now, I'm making very little money, and I wish I can make a little more money so I can be more happy, I guess.
Well, part of it, what he put in for you on the financial part is God, money is God in action.
Okay.
Money comes within you, not out there in the universe.
Okay.
It's produced from within you.
Okay.
And apparently in a past life, there was a great deal, I saw a great deal of poverty.
Oh.
And the war and devastation. And that was in what is called your cell, your memory. So he took that out and replaced it with joy and happiness. And then they didn't have money. So then he gave you a bundle, abundance of goods.
Uh-huh.
You know, commodities. Because
uh-huh.
that's how they exchanged years ago, was commodities. And I hadn't even come up with that before, but that's what he put in your DNA.
Uh-huh.
And also in your past life.
Uh-huh.
And to let you know that money is within you to make it. And that you now make a great deal of money in a positive way.
Right.
That's been replaced. And you're right about the depression. Your depression and your hypoglycemia is all coming from your self-worth and how other people perceive you. And he said to remind you that you are the essence of God and deity, and you are of divine birth. You, therefore, you are of a great deal of what? What would you say? If you look at it like that, what would you see yourself as?
As a nice person?
Yes. Now, if you're created in the beginning with God and Godmother, then you must be pretty wonderful, right?
I think I'm a very nice person. And the problem is that the people who are very nice, people try to be mean with them. That's what it is, I think.
Well, but they can only do it if a nice person is willing to let it continue. You have to learn how to step aside and see it. It's, he put in there that it's their issue and not yours. And you'll start seeing that more clearly, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll start seeing it more clearly. That what they're saying isn't reflected on you, but it's going to be reflected back to them.
Okay.
And then God's going to put a protective shield around you.
Okay.
So that their energy doesn't come in and rob you of yours.
Okay.
See, they come in to take up your energy. Like Carolyn was saying, they like to come in and take energy from other people, and that's why they're called, she was calling them mean-spirited. Why people that are mean-spirited wants to take energy for somebody else because they don't like themselves very much and they need somebody else's energy.
Oh.
So what they're doing is they're sucking energy off of you.
Right.
See, and then you end up with poor health because their energy is sucking you dry.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So if he puts a protective shield around you, so that they can't come in and use your energy anymore. He put it in there. They don't have permission to do that anymore.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
And then I want you to call back and let me see how you're doing at work.
Okay, so I call you back in 2 weeks because
yes.
Judy told me that you are on the radio every 2 weeks.
Right.
Are you trying to help me to heal from my foot and my stomach and my head and everything?
Yeah, that's all coming from the same issue.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, it was pulled out of your past life, out of your DNA, which is called the morphogenetic field.
Uh-huh.
And also it was pulled out of your subconscious.
Okay.
And so let's start seeing what that healing process that he did for you and how
okay.
it starts helping. Because people are, when you have stomach problems, somebody's pulling energy out of your solar plex.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So
well,
that protective shield, let's help see how well you're doing, okay?
Thank you very much, and I love you, both of you. and God bless you.
God bless you too, Ahmed.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the radio that can permit me talking to you.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Charlene, this whole conversation that we've had with Ahmed brings up something that I think is extremely important, and to this issue of self-worth is tied up very intricately with healing. And in the book Chaos Before Creation, that 12 masters came and discussed every aspect of healing, what was brought up so often was loving yourself and the issue of self-worth.
Yes, it really is the top priority.
Indeed it is. So we have another caller, Charlene. And what is your name, caller?
Hello, ladies. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy. What can we do for you, darling?
Well, I'd like to see if Charlene can go in and heal a hernia that I have.
You know what's interesting is you guys are starting to talk like Charlene after her to go in.
You noticed that, didn't you? Ha ha.
Well, Charlene, do you think you can go in and do?
What can I say?
We go in.
Yes, there you go.
We go in. Okay, you have a hernia.
Yeah, an umbilical one, and I'm good. And it's the second time I'm going to need surgery on it, and I know that there's got to be a better way than going in for surgery.
Oh, you don't like the knife, huh?
No, I don't. I'm really tired of the knife. Yes.
Well, I think I'd get tired of the knife myself, too.
Well, tell me precisely if I'm seeing it in the right place, okay?
Okay.
Oh, you've already had surgery on this before?
Yes.
She said she was tired of the knife, Charlene.
Yeah, I was already in there looking around.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, you say that like you're cleaning out a closet.
I know.
She was in there looking around.
Oh, thank you, Caroline. I appreciate that, doesn't it? I've been doing a lot of that lately, too.
Oh, goodness.
So you don't mind if Charlene goes in and looks around and cleans out the closet, huh?
No, I have no problem with that. In fact, come on over and help me clean out my closets here, too.
Where did they do this, Nancy?
Where did they do it?
Yeah.
Boy Scout camp.
It was done at the hospital that I work at.
Okay, but...
Why are you asking that, Charlene?
It's right there on your abdomen?
Yeah. It's an umbilical one. And if you're looking at the belly button, it's actually bulging just above the belly button.
Yeah.
And it's gotten to the point now, it even hurts the... I feel it when I walk. It hurts.
Okay, but is it a little bit more to your right?
It doesn't feel like it, but then...
It looks like it is inside.
Uh-huh.
What causes these, Charlene?
Well, apparently, I'm not real familiar with it. I do know that sometimes we do something that causes a stress in a certain area, and it breaks through, some of it breaks through the wall there, and it kind of ruptures or comes through.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so they went in, did they put a mesh over it?
Yes, they did.
Oh, I don't see the mesh. That's why I was asking you.
Oh, I wonder. Well, there was, back when I had it done, this is why I think I'm happy to have it done again, is because the meshes that they were using were defective.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, do you think it may be dissolved? I mean, it seems kind of weird, but...
That's why I was asking. Tell me exactly where it is at, because I can't find the mesh.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks like... It's off to your right and down from the navel, correct?
Yeah. You know, laying down, it does feel like it's more on the right.
Yeah, it hurts to touch it,
so I can't, you know, push in too deep. But, you know, you might be right there.
That's what it looks like. I'm wondering if they tried to put it in the right place. Well, I'm sure he did. Let's see. Let's go in and have God look at it, okay?
Okay,
I mean, he's looking at it and showing me. Let's go in and have him redo the repair.
Thank you.
It looks to me what he'll do is go in and start stitching in that area.
Uh-huh.
And put, he's saying, he's going to have to go in and repair the area, but also put in the tea cells.
The tea cells?
Yeah, I'm listening. He's going to have to put it back, what he calls it, the stem cell fetal memory or the God intelligence.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time he'll tell me it's called the God intelligence, because we were all created at the beginning, right?
Uh-huh.
And every single cell has perfect knowledge. So he was just telling me that he'd have to put it back into that perfect knowledge and go back there and tell the cells where to go. Back to that intelligence.
Okay.
Okay, and it's called the stem cell. No, it's called the adamantine particle, which is created by God's love. So we'll go back in there, and he'll go in and do that for you, okay?
Thank you.
Let's see what happens with that.
Well, Nancy... I just love it. Every time you call, it's a new thing.
I know. It's just like these things just keep coming up.
Right.
I'm like an onion pill, and I finally understand that.
What do you understand?
That my problems are like an onion pill. I clear some, and then something else comes up.
Well, you know, we've talked about that. This is just layer and layer. Oh, and we're all going through this.
Yeah, and I'd sure like to... see those layers finally disappear.
Well, I'd like to get rid of the onion myself.
Well, you're there. Yes, I agree with you. Let's get rid of the whole thing.
Yeah, I get tired of this new week, new problem to clear.
Yes.
But what it seems like, Nancy, is the new energies that are coming in are very intense, and they're bringing forth a lot of these past issues for us to clear. And in a sense, we look upon these things as something, you know, that we're putting up with and we got to do. But really, it's a preparation for ascension.
Right.
Because all of this has to be cleared out. But like you, you'd probably agree, I'm really getting tired of this.
Yeah, I am. I want to feel normal and feel good again.
Yeah.
And I do, you know, my pain level is like 75% less yet now, and it's like, it's a miracle.
Isn't that marvelous?
It is. It you know, just knowing that I can walk around and not have that horrible pain that I had is just, it's a true blessing.
Yeah, pain, for people who have chronic pain, it's very difficult living in joy.
Yeah.
And there's no denying it. Walking, you know, people, I think the relief of pain is perhaps one of our primary missions that we need to accomplish.
Yeah. And, you know, I can believe that, too.
Oh, yeah. Because even when you're in pain all the time, it's even difficult doing the spiritual things we want to do, like, you know, meditating, praying, thinking about working on your own future and past and trying to live life better in the present.
Right.
It's difficult doing these things when you're in pain, constant pain.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've even gotten to the point now, I am meditating about a half an hour a day.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's a miracle for me, because before, the pain level was so intense that I just couldn't get deep. It was like, you know, I give up.
Well, it's, I don't know that you can get to the higher levels of consciousness when you're in pain. Because one must be relaxed to,
right.
You know, to get into the different energy streams.
Yeah.
And if you're in pain, it's very difficult relaxing.
And, you know, I think that's why I was so frustrated before, because you kept on saying, well, you can see and you can hear, and I'm going, no, I can't. No, I can't.
Because of the pain with short-circuiting.
Yeah.
Okay, Nancy, do something. I want you to go and feel where it was.
It's about 50% less than what it was.
Okay.
And it seems to be a little bit harder now.
Okay, it's like it almost looked like when you go in and darn something.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen anybody darn a sock?
Yes.
Well, it's almost like that's what he was doing. It's like darning.
Oh, okay.
And darning the tissue and the muscles around there. But first of all, he had to go in and start resolving the hernia.
Uh-huh.
You did an activity that ruptured that. What was it? He didn't show me. I'm just asking you.
I have a feeling that it happened when I was at work. I'm now doing, I have it at a job, and I had to push this really heavy cart down part of a rug hallway until I get to the flat hallway, and it was really heavy the one day that I was delivering a lot of stuff down to the ER.
Oh, and were you pushing?
ER.
Were you kind of bent over pushing?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, I wondered if that's what did it, because
uh-huh.
I almost felt like a pop.
That's what it looked like.
Okay.
And so when you did the push, it looks like, you know, it just pushed forward for some reason. It looks to me like you pushed down and forward. Does that make sense?
It does.
Oh. Okay, and that what it did was create that hernia, or which it... I thought I was hearing it was ruptured, but then I go, am I hearing the right word? I wasn't picking up the right word.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know whether it was ruptured or... It made a bulge and it broke through. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So we had to go in and do the commanding on it first.
Okay.
And then he went in and did like that. I kept looking at it and saying, well, this looks like patchwork to me. But it's kind of like when you darn a sock or darn a hole.
Right.
That's what it looked like, was all those threads were intermingling with each other up and down and back and forth. So that it was tightening right through there. And then the T cells are going in and creating a healing process. So it'll go back to the original state of the God intelligence.
Oh, awesome.
So now, I've chatted a little bit, feel it again.
Okay. Well, it's still about the same.
Okay, let's go in one more time, okay?
Okay.
You know, it's interesting. I find this interesting, Nancy, that if we think about something, many times we can remember where an event happened. Like, you sort of thought this came from pushing that cart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember hearing a pop, and I was thinking, golly, well, not my back. What was it? And then that night, I actually noticed that my stomach was hurting more, and I thought, ooh, you know. And then when I tried to get up, I actually saw a bulge in my stomach, you know, the actual hernia shown. I thought, oh, my gosh. You know, and that was like 2 months ago. I've been suffering with it for 2 months.
You haven't called before this?
Well, I had other issues when I called.
You just had different.
And I'm trying to get the worst ones done, and as I, you know, go down the level of them.
So you have a little laundry list going.
Unfortunately, yes.
How's the pain in your legs?
You know what? It's about 75% better.
That's wonderful.
You know, they're still swelling some, but I find that they're swelling more on the days that I don't, you know, at work, because I'm working at the hospital. There's days that I actually don't get up from my desk because there's nobody to relieve me and I can't leave my desk unattended. And on those days, my legs swell up to about twice their size, and I come home and I've got to actually lay down for the rest of the night.
You know, when you're sitting at work and you can't get away from your desk, do some exercises with your ankles.
Oh.
In other words, you know, when you're on an airplane, they tell you to take the foot and sort of make a circle with each one.
Yes.
And then they also tell you to, like, take your toes, like pick your foot up, take your toes, and, like, push them towards your leg and then away from your leg. Do that, because that action of rocking your feet back and forth, like between towards your body and away from your body, opens up some valves in the vein that goes up to the groin.
Uh-huh.
And so that's something, try that. Do the two things. And see, you can just sit at your desk and do that. So take your foot back and forth, both of them, and then do circles with your foot.
Okay. I never thought of that.
Yeah, I think you'll see a difference.
And that feels so true.
Okay, Nancy, I want you to feel it again.
Okay.
Well, we're working on all of her body parts, you know.
Well, I could tell about the foot. I hear
well, you
that
know,
part.
It's not as hard, and it feels more like it's. I could still feel it, but it feels flatter instead of so round.
Right. So what it's doing is, see, each one of the cells, God told me that each cell has a soul.
Uh-huh.
And each cell has emotions and feelings. And so when you got hurt, were you angry when you got hurt?
You know, not that I can think of. I might have been angry at the cart because it's so hard to use.
Pardon?
I could have been angry at the cart because it's so hard to use on a rug.
Well, it could be, because what he did was he took, see, the cells became very, a cell become has feelings.
Uh-huh.
And, because it, he said every single cell has a soul. Well, what is a soul? The soul of God, right?
Right.
Okay, so it has the memory of God. And so when it breaks into that memory, then it creates feelings of sadness and sorrow and grief. Let's see, another one was panic, shock, anger for getting hurt. So God took all that out of those cells there.
Oh, awesome.
Because, see, you've been carrying those memories in there.
Oh, okay.
And so he went in, took all of those out of memory, out of each one of those cells that are in that area. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if your health overall starts to improve.
Oh, that would be awesome.
The reason is it's manifesting in all of the cells in your body now, that what just happened.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be just there with the hernia.
Oh.
Oh, because each cell communicates with each other. And so once that has got programmed in there, the other cells will start picking up the memory of them.
Oh,
and then it'll also be cleared in the memory in the cell.
Wow, that's such a miracle.
It is.
Oh.
It is. So I'd be really anxious to hear from you and see how that's going.
Oh, I will definitely keep you updated. You know me, I'll be calling in. Well, God bless both of you. Thank you so much.
You know, Nancy, what I find so fascinating about all of this is we've had all of these rounds of incarnations and all of the things that humanity has been doing on Earth, but this kind of work has not been broad enough for people to have the use of it. You know, to me, this is so remarkable to be able to do this kind of work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, part of it is usually what he'll do is he goes in right now, and Carolyn, with her conference call, brought this up, was the fact that right now he's very anxious for everyone to go in and resolve any and all conflicts of negative vibrational frequency of energy that was created in any past life whatsoever. And he brought this forward so this could all be done in this day and age.
Charlene, can we do that with the listeners right now?
Yes. In fact, most of them will probably, because Nancy had some work and all men did too, that what will happen is it's basically they're all in the same energy field. When you're listening on the radio to this, even though God is working with Nancy, or Ogman, it's working with everybody that's listening.
Oh, my.
Because the energy is so powerful right now, it'll integrate all of you. That's why I'm really careful to try to explain what is going on, because then all of you will know what is happening within your body. And you might not be aware that that's what's happening, because we're energetically connected, whether we're verbally talking or not. You're on the same wavelength and energetically connected. So everybody's getting the same programming.
Well, there's another aspect of that too, Charlene. You know, what we say is all is one.
Well, we're all one.
Yes.
Yeah, and when we're talking about, you came up with self-esteem and self-worth, it's very important that one of the first keys of things that we have to learn in this life is to love God and love self. Because if we don't love ourselves, how can we love God?
Right.
Because we are of God. And so it's important that we love ourselves. And most people in the past, the problem with loving of self is we thought, well, they're kind of stuck up. They're stuck on themselves. We always see it like that. But if I see somebody that is so into themselves, it usually means that they don't have very good self-esteem inside. They're having to manifest it in other ways. So this just makes it possible for you to recognize who you really and truly are, and of your divine worth, and then don't say anything negative about yourself. Because one time I was...
Or other people.
It's absolutely vital that you keep what you say, you know. And if I have a negative thought that comes in about somebody, I'll go, wait a minute, cancel. I don't choose to go there. Because, see, you're putting out an energy. If all of us understood the value of the energy that we put out with our thought pattern, and when these times on the show, I'll talk to you about some scientists that actually proved how powerful the spoken word is. I mean, very, very powerful. And we don't see ourselves with that kind of ability to project energy to that extent.
Well, call us back, Nancy. Let us know how you're doing, darling.
I sure will, and thank you, and God bless both of you.
Yeah,
God
Nancy
bless
you, too, say, I'm so glad. One of the things you always say is, I'm so grateful that my cells are so rejuvenated, and I'm so grateful that the hernia is gone, and you never say the opposite, okay?
Correct, yeah.
You're always stating the positive part of it. It is done. Because
okay.
God at the end will say, he will say, it is so, it is done. When I'm in there with him, he says, this is done. And I, God, said, and it is so. And so you don't ever say anything negative about it.
Will do.
Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. Let's take a moment now, Charlene. I want to talk about the fact that Archangel Michael has asked us to go to Yellowstone and do some work there.
Do what?
Has asked us to go to Yellowstone and do work there.
Oh, yes. It's West Yellowstone.
West Yellowstone, and we're planning that trip next year. We're looking at when the weather's going to allow us to go in and to do some workshops to work with Archangel Michael. And one of the things that I want to do, Charlene's going to be with us, God willing, and we'll be working together there. And what I'm asking Charlene to do is to teach a class during the workshop, working basically what we're doing now, you know, to go into the energies, trying to teach us how to see inside of the body and work with healing. And so I've asked Charlene to do that. And one of the workshops that I'll be doing is there is a giant vortex in Yellowstone.
Right.
And we want to do some work in the field, so to speak, to take the group into Yellowstone to be working with the energies, to learn how to work with them, to feel them, to interact with them, and hopefully to be able to see the energies that come from the cosmos and make their way into the Earth. The Earth is a living, breathing organism, and there are places where cosmic energy enters the Earth and exits the Earth. And when you see this, it is quite remarkable to be able to see this. I've seen it twice. Also, to be able to hear it. I have heard these energies, the cosmic song of life. Actually, now that I think about it, I've actually heard that twice. It is quite remarkable. So we'll be going into the field. We're going to be going to Yellowstone, working with some of these things. And, of course, we'll also be working with Archangel Michael. He is going to be, he has asked us to come and work again with, let me see if I'm checking with him to phrase this correctly. To release the pressure of the magma that is building up under Yellowstone. This is one of the things that he is asking us to do. We will also be working with the masters. Different masters will come in, and we'll be working with them also with the concept of being able to see into the other side, to be able to feel their energies, to be able to receive their inspiration and their voice. So we'll have, that is going to be the agenda that we're going to be working with, and we're checking the weather. Have you been able to do any of that, Charlene, yet?
No,
I sort of think it's going to
be... July, within July is about the best time up there, but I'll verify that, though.
Well, it seemed to me that sometime between July and August is probably the best time to go to West Yellowstone. What do you think?
Usually around the first, second week in August is really good. It does start cooling off by the end of July, or August, I mean, into September, but it still would be pleasant.
So anyway, this is on the agenda. We had a conference call with Archangel Michael Thursday, and he brought this forward. Actually, he's been chatting with me several times this year, that he wants a group to light workers to go to West Yellowstone. And we haven't decided how many days, which days, but the items that I'm telling you about are things that we want to work with in some workshops, work in the field. I think it would be extraordinarily exciting. So what I'd like for you to do, anybody who hears this, send me a message, Carolyn at carolynevers.com. If you're interested, you want more information, I'll make a list, and as these plans firm up, we'll keep you in the loop. I'm expecting some exciting things happening then. So what do you
think?
They
probably I'm hearing, too, that there's probably a lot of people out there that would like to learn how to do the three clairs, or the four clairs. So that can be taught as well.
What's the four clairs?
Well, clairvoyant, clair...
Oh. Okay, darling.
Okay.
I was going to say, is this like an eclair with a lot of chocolate on the top?
Eclair. I don't know anything about that one. But, you know, like clairvoyant, clairaudio, clairsenses, clairgogginson.
And eclair for sure.
You got me going. Okay. I'm just hearing that a lot of people would be interested in that.
Well, see, we're not using those words, but that's actually what we're going to be doing when we talk about...
I think so.
Yeah, when we're talking about seeing into the body, to have a workshop to learn how to see into the body, to go out into the field to be able to see the energy,
you're
to be able
like
to
Shirley.
Hear them, to be working with them. You see, all... We're not using the four clairs, but we're talking about
well,
what...
Well, apparently, they wanted that those words used because there must have been somebody that was asking, so...
Well, probably.
You know, because what I try to do when I've been teaching classes is I really am interested in that when somebody comes to a class, that they go away with some experience that they have learned, not just come in taking notes, but I really like to have them do it so that they actually feel it.
Hands-on, darling.
Hands
That's what we're
on.
Talking about, hands-on.
Hands-on, so they go away with the feeling of what it feels like to be able to do some of those things and then go home and practice until it just comes in natural.
So, guys who are listening, if you're interested, save your pennies.
Hi, ladies.
How? Who's this? I didn't know we had a message.
I know. I was listening to you. This is Suzanne. He clicked me through right, I think, as Nancy was hanging up.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I'm
Thank
sorry.
Thank you for listening, because I really
oh, no,
didn't want to
pleasure.
Measure that.
You guys haven't had much time to talk today.
I
really appreciate the work that you do. Let me just put that out there first.
Why, thank you.
I wanted to ask you, Carolyn, we spoke a couple of years ago when I had a little dachshund that passed away.
Oh, yes.
And your words of comfort and Archangel Michael's words of comfort were really amazing. Now, it's making me choke up. But I've rescued another dachshund since then. And
the rescue lady, huh?
Yes. And she's not feeling too well, and when I realized that you guys were going to be there today, I thought, oh, I'm going to call and see if maybe there's anything I should be aware of that I can help her with. When I got her, she did have Cushing's disorder, which is a disorder of the adrenals. But the last couple of days, she's not been feeling too good, not been able to keep much down, but she still seems to have... You know, a lot of life force. I just don't get the sense that she's ready to go. And
mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you guys could give me any insight. It's hard when they're so close to you. It's hard to be objective.
Always.
Well, uh-huh. We'll just go in and have God take care of it.
Yeah, I figured God could definitely help.
Okay.
Thank you,
Let's
Shirley.
Have God. What's your...
Her name's Missy.
Missy?
Mm-hmm. And she's a little smooth-haired dachshund, reddish-brown color. And she's sweet as sweet can be.
Who in your family is sick?
Is sick?
Uh-huh.
It's just my husband and myself, and we both seem to be okay. I have been doing some clearing on, like, the theta healing with glandular issues, which she, of course, Cushing's is a glandular issue. I did kind of have the feeling maybe she was releasing, you know, because I know they have such an affinity towards us.
Well, I know she's picking up something from you. What is it?
I don't know. I'm not one to go to traditional doctors. I'm more of a natural girl. So, but of course that means you usually don't go unless you have like a major problem. And I haven't noticed anything. I mean, I do have an issue with a you know, a neck thing, but that's nothing that I think she would be. But, of course, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to... That's what he was showing me, that she's picking up some energy from somebody that's getting ill. So where is it?
Well, mine would be my neck.
Uh-uh.
It's not... Are you... my husband seems to be fine. Let me think if it could be... I have been trying to clear, like, insulin resistance.
What kind?
Insulin resistance. I haven't noticed too many symptoms of it, though. That's like the precursor to diabetes, I guess.
Okay, let's have him go in. I'm going to go in and have God look at him. It looks to me like she's got... Does she act like she's urinating a lot?
Recently, yes. In fact, that's one of the symptoms of Cushing's, yet for the last 2 years she hasn't had that symptom. And then this last week, definitely, urinating a lot and drinking a lot.
Okay. That's what he's showing me. Shows me it's her kidney.
Okay, well, I wonder if she's picking up kidney problems from either my husband or myself that we're not aware of.
Well, that's what I was looking at, because
uh-huh.
You wouldn't be aware of it yet. So
right.
Let's go clear her. When we clear her, we'll have him clear you, both of you, whatever the issue is that's going on, okay?
Oh,
and then if it's anything personal, call me, because I won't do personal things on the phone. It's not, for, you know, personal things are personal.
Yes, and I have your, it's an 801 number?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, I wrote that down today,
okay,
in case I didn't get
through
it.
What we want to do is...
I had a feeling I might have to talk to you some more.
Okay, because we want to deal with personal things. See, we can go in, God will go in and clear, like the ones we have before. He'll go in and clear things that are on the physical level.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times there's some emotions that are breaking down the certain parts of the body.
Uh-huh.
And so they have to be let go so it doesn't come back.
Right.
Okay?
That makes perfect sense.
So let's go in and deal with that right now with her, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, Suzanne, I think this is the first time that Charlene has worked with a creature other than a human being.
Really?
Like, why not?
Well, I wasn't sure, but I thought, you know, they're so... since they tend to take a lot of our stuff on, you know, because they're so close to us.
Well, I find this whole thing very interesting, that Charlene is working with this and perhaps reflecting something that's going on in the family situation. I mean, I find that
exactly
very extraordinary, so I'm kind of anxious to hear how this one's working out.
Uh-huh. Well, I know when I first got her back in October of 2000, I guess it would have been 2006, the issues that she had, I was kind of surprised because, you know, she had a excessive appetite. She was very tired, hard to breathe. And those were the same things that I was experiencing. So when I took her to my Chinese medical doctor, who does, you know, a lot of herbs and everything, I even made a comment to her, like, isn't it amazing that she's got, like, the same things going on with her that I do? And she said, well, I don't think that's amazing. I think that's just natural. That's how it works. So I thought, you know, maybe she came to me and she's with me to for us both to help heal each other.
I've heard of
really
kitty cats doing this. You know, kitty cats will lay in your arms and I'm aware that they do it, but this is the first that I've heard that a dog will do it, but then again, why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have an allergy to cats, so I don't know too much about cats, but I know they're you know, I know they're quite a bit different. I've never expected that they would be different. I just figured pets would be pets. But now, you know, being close to dogs, you realize how amazing they are. So it wouldn't surprise me that you know, really nothing surprises me anymore. Let me just say that.
You know, for somebody who is attuned to the spiritual as you are, have you tried to converse with Missy by, I don't mean verbally, I mean with your thoughts?
Actually, you know, Jill knows exactly what you're saying.
She knows?
Yeah, she knows exactly what you're saying.
Well,
yeah.
She knows what, Missy knows what Suzanne is saying, but I'm not sure that Suzanne is reading Missy's thoughts, and this is what I'm asking her if she ever tried to
find
do
out
that.
What she's saying.
Huh?
It didn't look like it's in her kidneys. It's just in her bladder.
Oh.
So God went in and scraped it out and cleaned it up. And I don't know what this means. He said, put some, make some peppermint tea and put some in her water. I don't know what that means.
Peppermint tea and put some in her water.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll help with the cleaning it out, apparently.
Excellent.
But just tell her that, you know, that her bladder is now cleaned out and purified and sanctified and it's in perfect order now. And and just state to, you know, your husband's name and yours, and we're just fine and grateful that you're here, and we love you very much, and you don't need to take on our issues.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay, because I was telling her that we were so lucky we had her, and that we loved her so much, and...
But see, that makes her want to be responsible for you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And just tell her that you do that, but... She's not responsible for taking on your issues.
Right.
Okay?
I'll definitely let her. I'm glad that she knows everything. I do have a sense, like, you know, when I do know if she's upset or if she's sad or things like that, but I don't really know what she's thinking, like Carolyn was asking.
And do what she said, to sit there and say, well, what are you thinking? And see if you can pick up. And the first thought comes, don't
judge
it. The first thought that comes through your mind might be telepathic of what she's saying to you.
Wow. I'm definitely going to try that.
Oh, yeah. And let us know if that works for you, because I would like to know.
Uh-huh. Well, I can email you and let you know. And, Charlene, I will call your 801 number and schedule an appointment.
Okay. There are some issues there that have to be taken care of, okay?
Right, yes. And I will do that. And I was going to ask Carolyn something. Oh, I did want to just thank you again for what you did a couple of years ago with Pokey. That was really, it just really touched my heart a lot. And I know it touched yours too.
Oh, yes. We have gifts. You know, Charlene has her gifts. I have my gifts. And we have these things because we want to serve humankind. And so it brings us great joy, and I think I can speak for Charlene when I say this. It brings us great joy to be able to serve humankind.
And you can tell that in your work, and I know I'm not alone when I tell you that we all appreciate it. And I'm going to go talk to Missy now and let her know that she's not responsible for my husband's or mine's stuff.
Yeah, and just tell her that you just, you know, she knows you love her.
Yeah.
But she loves you, too, and so deep love connects, and so just tell her that she doesn't need to take on, and you're going to get it resolved, and thank her very much.
And thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You ladies, bless you, and have a great day.
Okay,
you
bye.
You too, dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Charlene, while we're at this, why don't you give your telephone number?
Okay, it's Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346. And let me tell those that are out of the country that I did get a international phone number, thought I had it all set up, and they canceled it. So now I got to get it back on again Monday. So if you call in, I'll be able to call you back.
What does that mean, set up and they canceled it? What does that mean?
Well, I don't know what happened. I called in and told them I wanted to be able to get, you know, overseas, like into Europe and into Australia, because we can get into Canada and Hawaii, right? And I wanted to have an international phone service.
Oh, I got it.
I thought I had it. And I was going to call one that was in Australia and couldn't get on.
Oh, well, I see. You weren't able to use your international phone service.
Yeah, so I've got to go back in and make sure they do it again and it gets connected this time.
You know, you could get an international calling card.
Oh, you can?
Go to the store and try and find an international calling card, Charlene.
Where is that?
Oh, I don't know. You could, I mean, drugstores have them, Sam's has them. You got to get out more.
That part,
you got to tell your keeper to let
that,
you out for lunch once in a while.
You're right on. That getting out more, probably.
Yeah, they have an 800 number. You call into the 800 number, and then you, you know, you've got a little thing, number for your card, and you can make international calls that way.
Oh.
Just a thought.
Okay.
So you just call us here at BBS for any of your problems. Just straighten you right out.
The Carolyn will solve them for you. Charlene doesn't obviously know that part of it. When it comes, see, Carolyn's always giving me a bad time about all the technology.
Yeah, like I know a lot of technology.
Well, you're good at it.
I work on it.
You're working on it. Yeah.
Anyway, did you give out your number?
Did I? I did.
Okay. Well, we have another caller, but before we get to this other caller, I want to mention about the readings that we do, the Akashic readings, the information that we get from this, where people, yes, want information about their past and their future, but they also want to know about different relationships, the people that they meet, the connections that they have. The information is fascinating. So if you've got some questions where you want to get into some depth on some of these questions, consider having a reading at my website, CarolynEvers.com. So we have a caller now, and your name, caller?
My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. I recognize your voice. I just love your voice.
It's been a while since we've talked. How are you?
It has. I'm glad that you're calling back. So how come you haven't called us for all this time?
Well, nothing's come up for a while.
Okay.
That's good news.
Yes, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, I was just calling in to have a healing. I'm going through, well, I think it's more past life related. I like to have a healing where I can kind of stop biting my fingernails.
Okay. So you're a compulsive nail biter.
Yeah.
And you think this has to do with a past life.
Oh,
yes.
Past life and self-worth.
Could be, yeah.
When I hear that, I studied a lot on the metaphysical. Usually that's a sense of self-worth.
Yeah.
And so is that true?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So what we can have God do is go in and establish your feelings of self-worth and value who you are.
Yes.
Now, do you recognize that you are the essence of God?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's taken some time to realize that, but yes.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting what we're doing right now is we can verbally say that, but what happens to us on a past life or subconscious level or in our ancestral line, we were taught so many in those areas negative about God and his interaction with us and mm-hmm. how he perceives us that it's been carried through for centuries in a negative way rather than a kind, loving, nurturing way. And so God can go in and start eliminating that part of the programming that is in the cellular memory. And that'll help you with self-worth. You'll also start seeing that you won't bite your nails anymore.
Yes.
Because we'll put it in the subconscious.
Yes.
Okay? Now, do you got anything else you need to say about that? If I say, who are you, what would you say?
Oh, I'm a very brilliant soul.
Okay. And? What else?
I have a lot to offer the world.
Okay.
I'm learning to trust myself.
There's a good one.
I'm learning to let go of the past issues.
Okay, good.
That I carry, you know, what you call fragments of the mother and father.
Okay.
And learning to stand in my own two feet.
Okay.
And just be who I truly am. And
oh,
that is just a spark of the divine.
Okay. Now, all of those things you said, I'm learning to do. Now, God will go in and he put in that you have.
Yeah.
I always say, I have, or I am. I am is the God.
Yeah.
I am intelligent.
Yeah.
I am smart. I am of divine worth. I value my divine worth. Right? Is that the things you said? So God will go in and put in the take out the negative that I, most of us are saying, well, I want to be. That, you see, if you go into the subconscious doesn't know what you said. It just maintains itself.
Right, right.
So to go in and change the subconscious, God will go in and change the subconscious so it doesn't hear, well, I want to be smart. You know, I want to be divine worth. He puts in, I am smart. I am of divine worth.
It's like those affirmations. They really are powerful.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, do you have anything else like that that you want to express?
No. Just that.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's have him go in and do that.
I believe you meditate, don't you, Brian?
Oh, more than ever now, Karen, yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing any of your past lifetimes?
Yes. I've been keeping a dream journal, as you recommended a while back when we were talking last time.
Oh, beautiful.
And the ones that come through the most, I write down the strongest, mm-hmm. the ones that... And also, I've been having what you call UFO encounters about once a month.
What do you do once a month?
I've been experiencing what you call UFO encounters.
Oh, okay.
About once a month. So it's pretty fascinating.
You mean you're seeing them or you're working with them?
Working with them on what you call the etheric level.
Okay.
I mean, I'm becoming more conscious awareness of it. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Brian, he wants me to ask you something.
Yeah.
Okay. As you were growing up, I call it the sphere of understanding. As you were growing up, and I don't want you to go into detail, okay?
Okay.
Did you hear a lot of negative things about yourself?
I took on a lot of issues of my parents, and yes, I did hear a lot of it. It was more verbal abuse. It wasn't the physical abuse. It was more emotional abuse. Yes.
That's what he was showing me. So what he wanted permission to go in and pull that, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, if you have anything personal like that, we have to do it another time, not on the radio. But
right,
he did
right.
want it stopped and said, go in and pull that what he heard when he was a child.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, all right, just a minute.
Well, something that I was going to mention, Brian, when I was growing up, there wasn't anything that I could do that would please my mother. I didn't do anything right.
Well, let me tell you real quick here what happened. When I was about 9 years of age, 8 or 9 years of age, I wanted to be like Superman. I got my little cape, my red cape, and and I wanted to go out in the field, a big field behind our house, and I wanted to fly and just, you know, be free like the birds.
Right.
And I was running out in the field and wanted to fly. And I thought and knew that I could fly, and, you know, it just felt like I could do that, like I was on cloud nine. And then what happened one day, my dad saw that I was having so much fun, and even though I was only 8 or 9 years old, he decides that to take that fun from me.
Oh, yes.
And said, you need to grow up and quit acting like superheroes and be like the rest of us.
Yes.
So that kind of took a lot of my imagination and what I wanted to be, like my freedom as a child,
mm-hmm.
kind of put a damper on that, you know?
Now that you're an adult, have you...
You know, I should... Yeah, now that I'm an adult, I should go out there and start flying again.
Well, what I was going to suggest to you is consider, like, in the meditative state, see yourself as the child with your Superman cape, and envision that child flying.
I know. I do that every once in a while.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Thank you. I'm bringing back the play again.
Well, before...
Oh, my goodness, Brian.
Yeah.
How are you feeling right now?
He's flying.
I feel good. I feel really good.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I think God has a lot for you to do. There was a lot of the verbal... Let me explain just briefly. There's a lot of verbal that is projected to another individual, and when it's projected to children, what it does is it fragments their soul.
Yes.
In other words, it fragments what their soul was really meant to be.
Yes.
And so with the past life, it was pulled out of there. So when it came into, when he went in to remove it out of the subconscious, he wanted permission to pull out the verbal, because I heard verbal.
Yes.
And he said to get permission for that.
Yes.
So what it did was fragment your soul. So God went in and retrieved that fragmentation that was created at that time. Well, I just saw so much energy going on. I was just overwhelmed. I went, oh, my goodness gracious, what am I watching here? It was so powerful, so all-encompassing of your soul to have all that retrieval brought back into to be one.
Yeah.
And apparently... That was where you were picking up low self-worth. You were so fragmented.
Yes, I've been trying to find what the root cause. I was trying to dig deep over these past couple months. What is it? What is it that's driving me? I know we have a lot of energies coming into the planet, but what was it in my past that was kind of not like the emotional? What was it? It had to go down into the emotional level, you know?
Right. It was in your subconscious.
Yes.
And then also, it was in your DNA or your morphogenetic where people did that as well. Apparently, your parents learned it well.
Mm.
And so it's just kind of passed on from one generation to another.
Yeah.
And so that fragments the soul of the individual, whether it starts as a child. Now, I won't explain that right now, but there was fragmentation that occurred from conception to birth. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes. And for a while, it took me a while to realize that it's not my parents' fault. That's just the way that they were raised also.
That's what he said.
And I should never blame them, even though I've had arguments with my mother and my father. It's letting go of those past issues and realizing that your creation is now in the moment, and that even that you feel this way, you just have to learn to release, Brian, and go forward.
Yeah, now, I was making some, I've worked with people from abuse a lot, and I asked him how come some chose to be an abuser and others did not, and he said it's free agency.
Yeah.
In other words, too many times what we do is we want to go in and say, well, that individual behaves that way because that's how they were treated. But God gives us many opportunities to change our behavior if we choose it.
Yes, and that's
and
why
so,
I'm choosing.
You know, but letting go of blame is absolutely vital. And I'd like to be able to show people the steps of forgiveness that God gave me makes so much difference in letting go and being able to do the forgiving. Because it's different than any of us that have ever been taught before.
Yeah.
And it becomes a process that's just beautiful rather than feeling like you're being victimized again.
Well,
right,
Charlene, when you were doing this work, I was talking to Brian about how this happened to me as a child. There wasn't anything that I could ever do that pleased my mother. Everything that I did, something was wrong with it. And this lesson that you learned about the fact that it really wasn't their fault. They were taught this way.
Yeah.
And my mother had a difficult life, and she didn't know better. And this concept of forgiveness, when you forgive and you don't hold that other person, you hold them within that concept of forgiveness, that you have such a liberation. And I know that you've done this, Brian, but I felt the need to discuss it because I suspect that there are some people out there who are listening who need to...
In fact, when we get on the next time, I think maybe it might be of value.
Let me just finish, darling. I think there's people out there who have the need to review this at the moment, that they are being held back because there is a separation from their parents, and they need to understand that their parents are part of what they gathered from their parents. People didn't have the spiritual understanding that we have now. They were kept in the dark and controlled, and now is the time to forgive. If you want to be liberated from the past, you must forgive. As you said, Charlene, this is vital. So I really wasn't talking to you on this, Brian, because I know you have come to this issue and you found the answer, but I just feel in my heart there's people out there that need to go there and review it. So you're saying, Charlene, we'll have a show on this, huh?
Well, I feel like that we need to do that, because those that have been abused severely, whether it's physically, because usually it's physically, emotionally, or sexually, a lot of times what it does is it fragments the soul, which is the soul of God, right? And so that also affects the spiritual body. And so if we could walk through that one time with people and have them have a notebook and a pencil, and I'll show them how to walk through that with it being much more easily done, and they can do it on a daily basis if they have to.
Sounds good to me. I'd like to do that.
Yes, real quick there. I just wanted to share that with you. And see, I knew that everything that you share is always the benefit to others.
Yes.
So this is just a wonderful show for both of you, both Carolyns, to just express this. And I know there's so many more people that need a show like this that we are talking about, like you're discussing, on sharing this concept of forgiveness and how to know, trust yourself to move forward, because there's no other life that you're living but your own. You're the center of your own universe, and that if you saw yourself as not lacking in anything, and trusted your own feelings, your own impressions of what you're receiving, that you are powerful, and that you can break free from the collective of the planet.
Indeed.
So I just wanted to share that and just say thank both of you. Thank you.
Well, we thank you for calling, Brian. And if you feel that this is a worthwhile show, then tell your friends to join us every other Saturday. And on Sundays, my show too. I have that hour show beginning at 4 also. And even though it's a little bit different format, it really is related to this one.
It sure is. Well, both you ladies have a wonderful day, and thank you.
Thank you, Brian, for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, Brian.
Bye.
Something that I tried to discuss when we started, and we kind of got off on calls right away, Charlene, and that is, well, really two items. There's a lot of earth changes going on right now. We're in the midst, well, California had an earthquake not that long ago. We've got volcanoes going on, and people saw these things before they came into this lifetime. And so when we're hearing this, it's a subconscious reminder of what they saw then. And Pope John Paul gave a most beautiful message about how to stand in the center and to remain calm and not be ruffled with these events going on, how you're safe. That is in the Spiritual Notebook. You might want to go and read that. It is a beautiful message about earth changes. Then the other thing that I wanted to mention is, this is not in the spiritual notebook yet, but I will put it there. I did a reading and went to the Earth records with regards to the solar eclipse. And that was on the 1st. We had a solar eclipse. And again, this is a time marker. Our souls reviewed this eclipse before we came into this lifetime, and you were aware of it. And there's a whole explanation of when the shadow, what the sun meant, what the moon meant, what the shadows mean, and how this is a time of the divine feminine being reflected onto the planet. And it is a great time marker of the spiritual advancement that is making its way to the planet right now. So I haven't put this one up on the spiritual notebook, but I will. And this has to do with the eclipse. And I think it is very valuable reading. It came from the Earth records, working with the Akashic reading. So I know that you'll enjoy that. So, Charlene, I just found that so fascinating, how these events are coming into our lives and how subconsciously we are remembering these things. And what Pope John Paul talked about was when we see the destruction and subconsciously we're remembering that from this pre-birth vision that we had, the cells are... the body is remembering that on a subconscious level and basically what to do to heal this. And here we are with the solar eclipse. That is a reminder also of the divine feminine and the beauty of the spiritual evolution that is on our doorstep. Is that cool or what?
Boy, I know we talked about that. So where was the solar eclipse? Tell me.
You mean, well, here on Earth, but the whole world doesn't see it at the same time.
Ah. Well, where
so
was
you
it
didn't,
yesterday?
You couldn't look out your back door and see it because it wasn't available here.
Okay.
Now, the next thing I'm doing a reading on, and I haven't done a reading yet, I just know that it's very important, and I'm going to go get the information, and that is the date itself of 8-1-08, and also... the beginning of the Olympics. We have two dates here that I know are extremely important, and this date that the solar eclipse occurred, you see, if you take an 8-1-0-8, there are really two infinity symbols there, because the 8, if you put it on the side, is the infinity symbol, which in Atlantis was the symbol for God. Took me a while to figure that one out.
Not hard, is it?
Huh?
That isn't hard, huh?
Well, I knew that the 8 was the infinity symbol, but I didn't realize that the Atlanteans used the infinity symbol as a symbol for meaning God. That's what I didn't know.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that either.
No, and the high priest, it's like, you know, we're getting into remembering a lot of our past lifetimes, and a lot of it is going back to Atlantis because we had the fall in understanding, and now we're going the other way of starting to understand these things. But there are people out there who recall being a priest in Atlantis, being the high priest. They carried a special staff, and it was like a pole that was wider at the top, narrow at the bottom, probably came maybe ear high when they would stand it on the ground, and the edges, instead of being round, were like, I don't know how to explain this. It had like edges all around the circle. And there was an affinity symbol lying on its end, and the high priest carried that. And that symbol and the staff, when you start to remember past lifetimes, is one of the things that pops up in your mind if you were one of the high priests. So if people, I mention this in case there's somebody out there who's having some visions of holding that staff, of seeing the infinity symbol on the staff, it might be a good idea to meditate on that particular period. You've got a lot to do. Got a lot to do now. I just thought I'd throw that out to you. If you were standing there holding that staff, dear, you got some things to do right now.
Yeah, I think most that called in today have a lot.
Yes.
They have a pretty incredible spirit about them.
Yes. Well, Charlene, we never did give out our number in case anybody wants to call.
Maybe we didn't. Maybe I started.
Yeah, in case they want to talk to us, our number here to call is 877-876-5227. I got to laugh because we got like 10 more minutes of the show.
Oh, brother.
We haven't given out the number, but apparently...
Well, I don't think I did. I think all I did was talk about the international number.
No, okay. Well, I'm talking first about the number for BBS, and then we'll get to you with your number.
Go ahead,
somebody wants to contact us before the end of the show, you got to do it now. And your phone number for people who want a personal reading is what, Charlene?
801-944-9346. And if I don't call you back in 48 hours, you call again. Because it means it didn't go on the four machines I have.
See, she's a high-powered person, and she blows the messages off of the wire.
I have to keep going in and clearing the line all the time.
Ah, you never get to the end of that.
So, yeah. So,
and for me, folks, my web address is carolynevers.com. It takes you into many other websites. One is on the Akashic Reading. The other is Archangel Mikael's Clarion Call for Lightworkers. There's a lot of interesting information on that. And he has conference calls once a month, which I don't even know how to describe those conference calls. Do you have a word to describe it, Charlene?
Oh, rather than just divine intervention.
Yeah, well, Charlene was on our last conference call. Archangel Mikael has brought in the standing wave. And what the standing wave is basically doing is thought. We're using thought to change electrons to be creating with God. It's a most remarkable work. And
well, what I was looking at when you were talking about it Thursday was with all of this energy, instead of it being like broke up, all of a sudden they were interconnecting each other.
I'm not sure I know what you're saying, Charlene.
Pardon?
What was interconnecting with each other?
Well, the standing waves, rather than just, you know, several, it was like they were all connecting together. They were interacting and getting connected rather than in pieces. That's what I kept seeing. And then all of a sudden they were just putting all into one. Like, it was almost like, what do we call those that the little kids put together to make things. Oh.
An erector set?
Yeah.
Well, this is, yeah, I would agree with that. I think people are being empowered who are coming on the conference calls to work together because and working together as a group and creating as a group, which means that each person is carrying their own power, yes, and then that power is being connected to one another. It is being connected with Archangel Mikael. It is being connected with Master Kasumi, who was Pythagoras in a past lifetime, who understands the construction of the electron and how this is going to work in this plane and in the next higher plane. So what is happening here is quite remarkable, and anybody who feels an emotional connection with this needs to be here because we all agreed before we came into this lifetime that we would gather together and do this work, and it is, I believe, phenomenal work. Well, Charlene, we have probably 5 minutes, and I suspect that there are people, we've answered everybody's questions out there because they're not calling.
Well, I think they're just overwhelmed with what has happened because they all, just like we said, it's like everybody got plugged in, you know, into the same light socket today.
Well, and let's mention something about that then, since you brought it up, Charlene. I would suggest that people drink some extra water today.
Yes, very good point.
Because what's happening is there's been a lot of work done on your physical, and extra water will help flush out what needs to be flushed out. You know, I think we're something like about 98% water, so we really do need to drink extra water when we're going through a healing process of any kind. Remember that, whether you're working on yourself during meditation periods or you're working with another energy worker or another healer of some kind, or if you've been in any healing energies. For instance, if you listen to New Age music, like Stephen Halpern is one of mine that I respect. Whenever I meditate, I will use his music, and I usually have it playing in my office most of the time. You might even hear some of it in the background. That is very healing music. If you sit in that healing music, drinking extra water is good. And while we're talking about healing, we probably have 3 minutes. I would like to mention the MAP team. And that is a group of healers who work on the etheric that you can call down and have them work with you. Your future self works with that, your higher mind. It is the masters, and there are people on the other side who were physicians and doctors and healers, and you can call in your own MAP team. Matter of fact, I think what we're going to do, Charlene, the next time we come on board, I'm going to talk about the MAP team, and you can talk about, you know, bring in these issues of forgiveness.
Okay.
And
yeah, I think they're very, very vital.
Yeah, they are vital, and I think forgiveness right now is extremely vital because of the changes that are coming about, the energies that are coming in, making way for ascension. And I do find it fascinating that I had a little bit of thunder and nasty stuff going on here, and just how fast it cleared away. It was all around me today.
Huh. Interesting.
But that doesn't surprise you, does it, dear?
No, you always have that going on.
So, my friends, tune in to my show tomorrow at 4, and in 2 weeks, God willing, Charlene and I will be back at this post at this station. Also, send your loving prayers to BBS Radio and those who operate the station, who are there serving you every minute of the day. Goodbye, everyone. Love you all.
Bye.